This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
That was Little Girl by Keshi. I'm joined in studio right now with Eleanor from Keshi, which is very exciting indeed. Thanks for joining me tonight at this late hour.
No worries.
Now, how are you feeling about Thursday night, the big launch?
It's pretty exciting. It's a big venue, so we're looking forward to it. Nice big stage, good sound.
Definitely, so. And you are a big, good sounding band, so it fits. If you ask me. So how did you guys discover sort of Afrobeat and groove music?
When I was 14, I had a school workshop. This guy, Simon Lewis, came to our school and he did this, you know, he did like an African drumming culture kind of, you know, those things that you do at high school. And I was like, oh, my God, that's so cool. You know, blah, blah. And I went up to him with my little diary. I'm like, oh, you know, what's that drum called again? Where did you say it was from? Oh, and I wrote it all down and I basically went to my mum and dad and went, I want to play this thing, you know, because I'd been playing drum kit already. And I said, I want to play these drums. You know, this guy said it was called a djim. And, so I kind of went from there. And I, went and studied in Ghana in West Africa once I finished high school to sort of get a better understanding of what was going on. And just keep learning.
Fantastic. I think that's a good inspiration for all you teachers out there, that when you plan school activities, some, not all of the children, there are some that will definitely take it on board. So keep the activities happening. But how do you go about writing it? I mean, I think a lot of contemporary musicians, particularly, you know, in Australia, wouldn't actually know how to go about writing an Afrobeat song.
Yeah. I suppose, for me, because I primarily, I started on drum kit, I moved to percussion, my brain's not particularly, it doesn't go into the big harmonic kind of things, but I hear the way that rhythms are layered more than the melodic kind of thing. So what I did was I just got a kick-ass band and I was like, okay, here's my song, you know, and I've got C, G, C, and they were like, oh, well, why don't we just do this and this and this, and then the singer's like, oh, why don't I just sing it like this instead, which is, you know, 1,000 times better, and I go, yeah, that's great, that's why I'm not doing this by myself.
That's good. Teamwork, and it certainly pays off. We got a message in just then saying that there are some deep grooves in here tonight, and that is certainly true. There are certainly some deep grooves in here, and that reminds me that if you want to let Eleanor here know what you think of her wonderful music, you can message 0427JOY949, or you can drop us an email at onair@joy.org.au, or if you're cheap, then you can just write on our Facebook page, which is Little Fish. But is there a particular part of Africa you're most inspired by?
Yeah, the West African, obviously West Africa is still a very large kind of area, but because I went to Ghana, and Talia, the other percussionist, has also done the same. You know, we both went and studied. We actually found out that we studied with the same guy.
Oh, weird.
But 2 years apart. And she's like, yeah, blah, 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 blah. And I saw this photo. I'm like, is that Ernest? She's like, yeah, that was my teacher. I'm like, oh, my God, that was my teacher.
Oh, blah, musical match made in heaven.
Yeah, yeah. So there's that. But you can hear, it depends on what you're kind of listening for, because a lot of my other influences come from, it's mainly Ghana, the high life rhythms that sort of came once guitars and all different stuff was introduced into West Africa. But also there's this beautiful kind of blues, Malian blues, that all their traditional stuff that is quite cool, that I hope it, you know, shows through at some point.
Definitely. Well, fantastic. You can certainly get an actual African sound there, which is really cool. But how did you learn the instruments you all play? You said that you went and, decided that you wanted to go learn mm-hmm. the African instruments. But, you know, was it difficult to find a teacher and find the practice and, you know, actually, because Africans have a whole different, you know, sense of rhythm, don't they? It's not, you know, 4/4 like what it is in Australia.
Yeah,
you know
definitely. I mean? Yeah, yeah, totally. Yeah, well, in the beginning, like, I grew up out past Shepparton, so, you know, I was, it was basically me taking drum kit grooves and, like, playing them on my djembe, like, yeah, look at me, I'm so cool. And then I realised it really wasn't that cool. But they have a lot of drum retreats, which is, like, where you go away for 2 or 3 days and you learn a couple of rhythms. So I did those with a couple of different guys, like Simon Fraser, King Morong, Simon Lewis. They all run these workshops, and so you basically go there and drum for 3 days straight.
Oh, cool.
And that's, yeah, exactly. So I used to, you know, like, when all the other little kids were, like, buying mobiles and, you know, going out and partying, I'm like, well, I'm going to drum camp and, you know, learning these little...
I don't think that band camp is, you know, spoken about enough as being a good thing.
Yeah.
I think I'd love to go on a drum retreat. Yeah, it sounds very kind of like a meditation retreat, only funky.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Yeah, so... No, so it's really cool. It's so that's kind of how I started, and then when I moved to Melbourne, obviously it's a lot easier. There's like a really nice community of teachers, dancers, performers, like really high standard, you know, performers here in Melbourne. So it's a bit easier to find a teacher than, you know.
Yeah, Shepparton, yeah. Which is the hub of all things.
Hub of a cultural.
Yeah, cultural. Definitely. So tell me a bit about how you formed. I know it was your doing, but now you're very much a project. How did you go about, you know, screening the people to be part of Keshi?
Oh, yeah, okay. Good question. I actually went to uni with a lot of them. We were all studying together, and it was kind of like just this sort of like one by one. I was like, oh, actually, you'd be really good at, you know, like, I'm like, hi, so
buttering them up.
It actually, the original first thing that ever happened was that myself and Freya, who's the guitarist, we had to do a performance at uni, and, you know, we were in the same small ensemble for uni, so. And I'd written this little song, and she was playing it, and I was like, wow, this chick's awesome. Oh, I want to start a band, and she's going to be my guitarist. And that was the sort of the very first thing. And then from there, I'd be like, oh, that guy's really good, or, oh, that Talia, you know, she can do this, and, oh, Kathy's this. And then we got Simon, the other guy that sings. He came in and did, like, a rap on one of our songs for one. It was meant to be, like, one rap for one performance, yeah, with a special guest. And then we were like, actually... do you want to, like, sing all the time for us? That would be nice. So, yeah, it's kind of just been, like, this, like, welcoming.
Fantastic. Hey, sounds guys, like you're a bit of a musical player. Yeah. Just, like, funny, I want to hit on you musically.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Sounds like now you've got sort of the cream of the crop, so to speak, of musical talent. But I'm going to play a track now, which is very exciting. I'm going to play Starstruck, which is another one of yours. Can we expect this one on the EP?
Yeah, definitely. It's the opening track.
Opening track. Well, there you go. Give it your undivided attention and keep those messages coming. The number is 0427JOY. That's 569-949. So 0427-569-949. And let us know what you think. You're on Little Fish with Hannah, joined in studio by Eleanor from Keshi on Joy 94.9.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Little Fish on Joy 94.9. That was Starstruck by Keshi, and I'm joined in the studio by Eleanor at this moment. We've been talking about their EP launch, which is on Thursday, which is very exciting for them.
Yeah.
So there seems to be a cult following of Afrobeat and sort of Afro groove music in Melbourne at the moment. Do you feel you're being well received?
Yeah, I think it's like there's something about, I mean, I wouldn't call us strictly like there's an actual like Afrobeat that comes from Nigeria, which is a very specific thing, but the sort of world fusion in general, I think it's just because it's like you can't really offend anybody with it. It's
no.
You know, it's very like it's just up, it's happy. We're not singing anything political. We're not singing, you know, things that would offend anybody, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it's kind of one of those things where, you know.
It's very fun.
Yeah, yeah.
And I suppose it's also one of those things that you've sort of got to tap into to find that there's a really sort of big scene going on.
Totally.
I mean, I was just saying before that there's, one of the record stores just in DeGrave Street has a huge section based on it. And I just think it's fantastic to see such a, you know, scene evolving, because you're all such talented musicians, and it doesn't come to the fore in modern music like it should.
Yeah, it's sort of, I don't know, like if you're into that sort of world groove kind of stuff, you usually, you don't sort of just go into it and not really have an urge to explore the cultural, you know, the tradition behind what, you know, the instruments that you're playing or whatever. So you end up sort of studying it quite intensely before you, you know.
Yeah.
So it brings about, you know, a really strong musicianship amongst
smart music.
Band. Yeah, it's really well. Yeah, smart and just, you know, just fun at the same
time. Yeah, yeah. No, it's really good, and it's good to see some new things out there. And I think you can draw some sort of parallels as well. There's a lot of modern music that draws on African stuff as well. Like I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
Oh yeah, well, but, even you know, like there's so many samples being taken, even if they're just like a sample of a one bar groove or a, you know, like. Even looking at old, like, Timbaland stuff and lots of hip-hop production,
There's
heaps of, you know, I can't think of the guy's name, but there's a dude that came and I had a chat with him, and he's, like, Middle Eastern stuff, and he's been working with people like Jay-Z and Beyonce and blah, 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 blah. And then all of a sudden, when somebody tells you that, you listen to it and you look past the, you know, the pop element and you go, oh, that's right, you've got all these, you know, you've got this farmer's rhythm from here and this is happening there, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, oh, it's sneaking its way in.
It is. And good. I think that's, well, there's got to be some reason why it's popular.
Yeah,
and I
think
it's the grooves that's in there.
Yeah.
So, What can we expect at a Keshi gig? What's sort of the thing that you do?
Yeah, well, we were at Yak and Dander Festival, folk festival in March just recently, and it was so funny because we had the Saturday night, the dance spot, and you know, we're like, oh, I wonder what it's gonna, you know, what the vibe's gonna be like, blah blah blah, and we get there, and we had this mosh pit of like 8 to 15-year-old kids at the right at the front, and they are going crazy, like just, you know,
fantastic.
And it was so funny because it's like, you know, it's like whether you're, you know, this little kid who, you know, probably doesn't even care what we're singing about. Like from that all the way up to we had these, you know, like these lovely, beautiful little old couples that sort of, you know, they're sitting there at the start, and by the end they're sort of up and stepping from side to side, and it's pretty cool because I suppose it's a very visual band see as well, because we've like, you know, it's big, seven people, so we've got like Sarah's on drum kit, you've got Tejan and Freya on the guitar, and then at the front there's me and Tyler on percussion and Kathy and Simon on the vocals, so it's just like this huge array of colour and instrumental stuff going on, so it kind of helps, you know, bring the vibe a bit.
Yeah, it does. Like, and I think that it's good that it brings like all the ages together.
Yeah,
well, if grandma loves it, then it's good.
Yeah, totally. Well, yeah, we've done some funny little, like, just like even out at Numurkah, they have a food bowl festival out there in October, and we went there and we're sort of like, oh, you know, wow, there's all these cute little middle-aged people sitting down, you know, with their coffees and teas and stuff, and it's like a 10 a.m. show. By the end of it, everyone's clapping.
Yeah, definitely.
It's like, sick, you guys are awesome.
It's so good. You got to bring them out of their shells. I know there's like this chick in my mother's book group, craft group, and she said, and she's like not usually the kind of person that would like get up there and shake it out, but she went to Byron Bay Folk Festival and saw this band called Tijuana Cartel,
who was
you know, like really kind of in your face gypsy rootsy music kind of thing, and she just comes back being like, oh, honey, you've got to play this band on your show. I just got up there and I was shaking it, and I'm like, good on you.
Yeah
totally. So I'm gonna put her right onto you guys.
We had some dudes, we had this really, it was really funny, we did this gig at Lentil Is Anything. This is right back when we kind of started,
you know, man,
playing at Lentil Is Anything. We're like lined up along this wall, and you know, everyone's sitting down eating dinner, and we're all pretty nervous because it was African night, so you know, there's obviously a lot of African guys there. We're like, oh, don't know if they're gonna like our little white girl playing drums kind of thing. And they ended up like pushing all the tables back and clearing this space, and this big African mama comes out of the kitchen. I'm like, oh, I'm dead. What is this woman want? And she comes up, she goes, oh, do you mind if I take this? And I'm like, oh, yeah, and she picks up my tambourine and starts like, you know, come on, get out of your seats, we're dancing. And just they just created this gorgeous little dance floor just in the middle of the Abbotsford. It was awesome.
That would be very special to be there.
Yeah, pretty awesome.
Yeah, and that's just one of those stories that, you know, when you get huge and are all dead,
yeah.
You'll find in, like, some autobiography and everyone wishes they were there.
Yeah, exactly.
It's kind of like Woodstock, yeah, yeah, but at Abbotsford Convent.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, let's hope we make it to that. People will be reading about it.
You will. Yeah. Except maybe not the dead bit.
Yeah, no, not yet. No, we're all right.
So tell me a bit about the recording of your EP. Mm-hmm. Where did you record? What was the process?
We did two tracks with Holly Shepherdson, who was studying. Like, she got onto us and said, oh, I read your influences on your MySpace page and I love all those bands. I'm like, are you kidding? I think we've got, like, we have, like, Basuko Koyade, Salif Keita, like, all these, you know, African musicians. I'm like, nobody knows who they are. And she was like, yeah, I'd love to record. And we're like, okay, well, you know, we'll see how she goes. And she was awesome because she had that, you know, she'd heard that music where the percussion sits in the foreground of the music. So we did two tracks with her. Then we went to a mate's studio in Northcote and did the other three tracks. On another day.
Yeah.
And the vocals were all recorded at my house, Simon has a little studio set up at the back of
his. Oh, okay, yeah.
And, you know, they all just, you know, kind of sat in for a couple of days and it was all pretty relaxed and
very cool.
Lots of little stages like that. So, yeah, it was pretty cool.
I think that will be a fantastic result on the EP. But what's the plan after the EP? Are you gonna tour gigs in Africa on the cards? Oh, or what are you gonna do?
I would love to take my band to Africa so they can see, you know, like, where all the inspiration has come from. We had two of the dancers that are coming in to do a guest on the night. They're both from Ghana, and we taught the band. Talia and I taught the band this little song. We're like, yeah, you know, we're gonna have to make it big and crazy and blah, blah, blah. And they're like, okay. And it was like nobody got it until these two guys came in and just started doing these wild moves, and all of a sudden the whole band is just like, oh my goodness, quicker, yeah, you know, like, we gotta give them this. So I'd love to do that, but we're sort of just really want to do festival stuff, because it's that kind of music. It's like we basically just need a nice big stage, bit of open air.
Where would you go? Which festival would you play if you could play any?
I'd love to play WOMAD.
I would
love to play WOMAD. Just like some festivals like that, or even, you know, like the little stage up the, not the, the big one at Falls just yet, because I'd probably freak out. But there's like that little one right near one of the entrance gates there.
Yeah.
Where I've seen some beautiful performances, even Pyramid, or, you know, those sort of places.
Yeah,
just places
definitely,
where people are kind of already in the mood.
Dance. I can see you guys at Meredith as well.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, we could.
That would be cool. And I don't think that one's, you know, off the agenda for this year. I reckon you could.
Yeah, I'll
score
start
something.
Filling out the application.
Yeah, fill out that application, because I can see that. I saw a fabulous Latino band there last year.
Oh, and cool.
Yeah, your kind of vibe, and I danced hardest to that than I've ever danced before in my life. So that's definitely good. So, all right. So, if you could play any gig in the whole entire world, as in gig Jesus is your best friend, who would it be, and who would it be with, and where would it be?
Oh, that's a pretty. I suppose it would depend on, like, whether I'm talking about, you know, my personal. People who I just love, like, whether it would be like, oh, I want to play with Stevie Wonder because he was the guy that got me into Drum Kit, or, you know, like, I love Fat Freddy's Drop because they totally just gave me a 360-degree, you know, turnaround on how I, you know, viewed music and percussion and layering and blah, 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 blah. Or whether it's someone like the Cat Empire, because I was totally just like, I love the Cat Empire all through all through high school. You know, like, those sort of guys, I'd love to do. I don't even know if we'd particularly suit some of those acts. Like,
I can see the Cat Empire.
Yeah, I can't really see us doing opening up for Fat Freddy.
No,
but you know,
but like, stranger things have occurred.
It's true. But you know, for me, it's more about when you just have a really cool, like with the lentil as anything thing, where it's just like this random occurrence where people just go, oh, let's just, you know, well, the tables are in the road, so we're just gonna like move them. Yeah, like it doesn't necessarily need to be, you know, the biggest stage or the biggest whatever. Like, we had a really nice one at Yak Folk Festival where it was a 2 p.m. performance at the youth stage where all the little local like teenagers and stuff were getting up, and we were meant to be like the inspiration band on in the afternoon. Yeah. And it was just beautiful because, you know, there was a whole bunch of, you know, because I know what it's like to grow up in the country.
Yeah.
And not really get exposed to a whole lot of stuff. So to see a whole bunch of kids that, you know, from, you know, they're sort of 12 to 18.
Yeah.
Like really see something so different and so, you know, and get excited by it. Like that's the sort of thing that I really
like
the most. Yeah. And we had this really funny couple that come in with their teenage, you know, son, and they're like this big bikey couple, like the dude's got this big jacket, rah, 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 and the chick's like, you know, got all their studs and all that, everything, and yeah, and they came up and the woman's like, oh, when you played that blah blah blah, we do like a little trad Ghanaian tune, she's like, when you played the blah blah blah, I cried, it was so beautiful. And I'm like, oh sweetheart, you're like, you know, tattoos everywhere.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. And yeah, like it's more those sort of moments than,
yeah,
you know,
and that's what music's about before.
Yeah, totally.
The media, such as myself, jumps all over you. But, yeah, no, that's fantastic. I love those moments. And speaking of the lentil moment, we got a message in saying infinite lentil respect. Now you guys have had some mad experiences. So good.
Hey,
and so true as well. See, you're not just all talk. You've got the experience and knowledge to back it up, which is really, really good.
Yeah.
So, anyway, thank you so much for coming and talking to me today. I'm really excited to have you guys in. I'm really getting into the Afrobeat, Afro groove, that kind of style at the moment. So I think it's
cool.
Fantastic. But if you want to, where can we see you next?
We've got your launch Thursday. At the East Brunswick Club. Doors are at 8, we're on at 9:30. Night finishes at 10:30, so everyone can, you know, go to bed and get up and go to work if they have to.
Yeah, and I don't want to hear a word about exams.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, totally. Well, half our band are doing their third year music exams, so, you know, if you want to use that excuse, don't, because people on stage have got the same. And then other than that, we've got Healesville coming up on Saturday night.
Yep.
At Grind and Groove. And then after that, we're playing in Baja in July on the 24th and Veludo Sunday the 25th.
Wow, so you're doing a little mini rural tour.
Yeah, we're doing a little thing, just, yeah, doing what we like best, just playing for cool people and, you know, bringing the vibe.
Should be good, should be good.
Yeah.
So we're very excited. So if you can get down to the East Brunswick Club on Thursday to see this fabulous band, Keshi, and I just wanted to ask the name, what does it mean?
Keshi, yeah. Keshi is short for Keshi Toke Glass, which... means may we drink till we smash our glasses. So it's kind of like a little, it's a cheers. You know, like when I was with my teacher in Ghana a lot, you know, we'd go and drink our pusha or our apeteshi or whatever. You know, the local, it's like this horrible, it tastes like Angostura bitters.
Yeah.
But cheaper and like just gross. But anyway, so we'd stand there and he'd go, Elena, Keshi. And I go, Keshi. And so, yeah.
Perfect. Well, if you want to come down and Keshi with your friends,
exactly,
make sure you do that.
We will Keshi with you.
Yes. Keshi with Keshi on Thursday night. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Little Fish. Stay tuned.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation. Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.